Hey everybody, welcome to another NMR. It's your mom and your dad,
Your
Darren.
mommy and your daddy, your father and
Now,
your mother. Oh,
let's go.
every week. Every week we do this, Johnny boy. Every week.
I know we do this every week. And we also record pretty much every week. And let's just get it right off the top of the bat. I fucked
John
up.
hates women. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
Okay, but
okay.
two
Well, there's
things can be
that.
true. You can
Two
hate
things can be
women
true.
and you can
Yeah,
fuck up, John.
that's
It's not
fair.
your fault at all. We've been,
Yeah.
John and I have switched platforms. We tried to go to Riverside. We
Which we
recorded
will
this
be
in,
doing, I think, full time,
and
maybe.
it sounds better and the virtual background
Yeah.
is great, but it was like our first time like really handling it. Like we've done Riverside
Yeah.
before, but this was
Yeah.
just us. And at the end of it,
Well,
go
to
ahead, John.
be, no, yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was just. I had not ever used the Riverside app. I had always
Right.
used their like web version. For those who are not familiar, Riverside is just like a podcasting platform for remote podcasting, which is what we do. And I hadn't used it in like 4 or 5 years. So like there were a lot of things that were like really different. So
Yeah.
Darren and I are just chatting away. I clicked record. Everything looked good on my end. And then when we were
Great
finished,
episode.
great
Great
episode. We
episode.
love the whole episode and some of the stuff we'll talk about today again, but that's okay. And then, we went and looked and only my stuff uploaded and I figured out what it was. It's not that big of a deal. But Darren, thank you for making the time. Guys, Darren just what, Darren, moments ago walked off of an airplane. You're zooming in from
Yes,
your
I walked
phone.
off of an airplane, got into a car, came to my very, very, very close friend, old roommate of many years. It's funny because you and I started Martinis and Murder in 2017. Is that right?
January 2017.
So her and I had lived together. We were pages together, and we had lived together from basically 2011 to 2015
15
because
sounds
she
right. Yeah.
left to go work. I know it's 2015 because she left me and I had to go live by myself to go work on Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign of
Oh,
2016.
that's right. I know who
So
you're talking
that's
about
how long
now.
ago it has been. But she lives in DC now, so it's always exciting to hear. But I literally walked in, fed her cat a treat because what am I, a monster? And then went right into the bedroom to go
To
record.
record.
So I'm really
Well, you
excited.
also, let's not forget, sent me a photo of Snoopy, and should we post it on Patreon?
I think we have to. I put it on my story today, but it's the ultimate meta photo.
It
Tell me she
is.
doesn't look like insanely cute there.
She's just ridiculous. By the way,
It's
let's get right in.
insane.
This is a perfect segue. We're going to post that on Patreon, even if you didn't see it on Darren's Instagram. But Darren, let's get right into the dog photo that you're the
Like,
Snoopy
how
photo that you
great was it?
posted the other
Were you
day.
expecting it to be great? Like, the thing is it
I
got
will say
so many
this.
comments. Like,
It
you know how on
did.
Instagram, it's like if you get 100 likes, maybe you'll get like 10 comments, right? Maybe even less.
Sure.
Like, the ratio is like 2 to 5% of people
The
actually
ratio.
like commented the ratio. This is like if I got 1,000 likes, I think 900 people
People
commented.
were
Like,
commenting.
truly, yeah.
I was noticing that too, and I will tell you this. So those who don't know, go to Darren's Instagram at Carpe Darren. She posted what, Darren, like a J.C. Penney style family photo with you and Nadine and Snoopy. How would you
Yeah, so
tell us how this happened?
here's the background of it is that Nadine's birthday, her cousin Alex, who also has a dog, like texted me and was like, would Nadine want this? Which was like a double exposure, like pet portrait, basically of us, and
Yeah,
then like the
from like the
double exposure of Snoopy's
90s.
face. Exactly, like almost school picture, but like even more 80s than that is the only
Yeah,
way I
you're
can
right.
describe it. I will say my mom described it as like a communist flyer to join the party with like the sickle and
Oh,
hammer. Like that's where
dear.
Snoopy's face should be. So
Oh,
come
we
join our
do.
cult. Come join
And
our cult.
she did approve it. Let's just throw that in real quick right
And
here.
here are Zoe's notes. Thank
Yep.
you. And she did
You're
approve
welcome.
it. And I was like, of course, Alex, she would love it. And so we finally scheduled it. We went to the studio. Snoopy was a little scared of the flash because it was like a
Oh,
professional. It wasn't just someone on their iPhone who had backgrounds, right? Like, this is obviously a professional photo taken. And I told Nadine, I was like, we're taking this very seriously. And on a separate note, like a week or so before this photo was taken, I only know about the
Uniqlo, I think.
Uniqlo in Manhattan, New York City, that does this, but there might be other ones. But essentially, like outside of any copyright infringement, you can give them a photo and they will print it on totes
It's
and
crazy
t-shirts and whatever
doing
you kind of
this.
want. So Nadine like spent $17,000. I got 100 totes, 100 t-shirts, like for her entire family. Like it was so sweet.
Oh
We got
my
mini totes, we
God.
got big totes, we got t-shirts. And
And
so
you
Nadine
saved one for
had
me, right?
the,
Of course.
of course. And so Nadine had the idea. She's like, let's wear our t-shirts for the photo, which
Love
just made
it.
it even better
It
because
was
people
so
thought it was
meta.
like superimposed onto the
No.
shirt.
No,
No, we have
you
those.
had those in
We
stock
had
and were
those.
wearing them around the
They're in
house.
my drawers.
I will
So
tell
that's
you,
how it happened, and it was
I love
amazing.
that. I love that. I saw the photo and I was shocked because, like, I know your personality, of course, but not that you don't come across as anything on your social media, but you're rarely like super comedic like that. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of it is like your personal life or your
Realities.
work or reality. Yeah, exactly. So it kind of like threw me for a second. I thought it was a good disruptor in the in your social media feed, and I was like, well, obviously anyone who knows me at this point on social media knows you because basically my social media is you half the time.
As it should be.
So as it should be, and I shared that to my like story, and I just wrote, just putting this here for awareness, because I thought the listeners would want to see this, and sure enough, everyone was reacting, everyone loved it. And one of my friends, I'll tell you who after the episode, after we're done recording, but he messaged me and he was like, wait, is that Darren? And I'm like, yes, it's Darren. Like, what do you mean, is that Darren? You just looked so
Serious.
militaristic or something. Yeah, like he
Yes. That's where
almost
my
wasn't
mom thought
sure
it
if
was
it
like a
was you.
communist.
Yeah,
That's why
that's
she thought it was like
right.
come join our party. Like that's why
Yeah,
my
that
mom
is
thought
what
that
it
because she was
was.
like, you're taking this so seriously. And I was like, this is my wife and my
And my
dog. And I was just
daughter,
like, this is my family.
you're not smiling. This is serious business. I'll say this, if Snoopy was a political party in this day and age, I would join. I would
Thank you.
join
The
100%.
fact that
I would
Trump isn't
join.
having a State of the Union about this
About this
photograph
photograph.
just goes to show that he's not
Where we
serious.
are. It shows where we are in America right now,
Where
and that's just sad.
are we in the world? And
Where
this
are
should be
we?
the number one thing. So, needless to
Love
say,
it.
it's literally the best. I want to get it like professionally printed because they give you the digital print of it. And shout out, I want to get the name right, but I think it's like Cat Party Portraiture because she was amazing. Hold on, I'll get this actual tag because if you're certainly in the LA area, you know, I know that she does it obviously in LA because we were there. Yeah, Cat Party Pet Portraits. She
Love.
has cats, which is why she calls it that, but we'll do any animal. But really,
Love.
it's so fun to do. Like you and Magic,
I was just thinking,
like
maybe
I
I
like she
should
has
do
so
one
many
with
different
Magic.
backgrounds.
I
I
love
think I'm
it.
gonna have to get that for you for your birthday. So you're kind of like forced to do it.
Well, you do owe me after I sent you a postcard for your birthday. So to make it equal, you should send me something like
Yeah,
that.
no, it was, you spent a lot of money on it, hard-earned
Easy.
money.
Easy. Now, let's move right along here. We have a couple other things we want to get to. I want to give you a shout out because your new podcast, After the Edit, which is available now wherever you listen to podcasts, you recently got the unbelievable experience to interview one of your all-time faves, Julie Chen from Big
Oh
Brother.
my gosh.
Tell us
Julie
about
Chen Moonves was a dream. Okay, everyone knows I'm a
that.
big Big Brother fan. If you follow me on Instagram, if you are watching, would love I love talking about Big Brother with people. John won't because
I
it's like
can't. I don't have the
2 hours
time.
of television a week and like he can't possibly.
I'm
And
busy
he has
playing Fall Guys and Pokemon Go.
exactly. You're busy like catching them all.
I really am.
But it's really such a good show. And so yeah, we got Julie Chen Moonves, and honestly, like she is so lovely because I think people, she's not like a gossipy person, which I really appreciate in her. Like she takes her job seriously. She's a fan. She's like a God-fearing woman, you know, and she really does lead with that. But like she doesn't judge other people. She has this great story on the podcast about like why this season had premiered at the highest levels since 2021. And 2021, A, was in COVID, so a lot more people were watching TV because they were inside. And two, had one of the best, if not the best, alliance ever in 28 seasons of Big Brother, 28 years of Big Brother, essentially. So it's just, She has a great story. She has a great story about Andy Cohen and lavender marriages. That's
Oh, that's
right
a
at
good
the top.
tease.
So listen to that. But she was so lovely, so fun, so humble. She's really, truly lovely. And more importantly, my mom really enjoyed the episode.
Well, again.
And here are Zoe's notes.
Thank you. And that is my
So.
mom's voice. And after the edit, take a listen. And listen, it is one of those podcasts where if like if you don't know the show, then it's hard to like be engaged in the specifics. But everyone knows Julie Chen Moonves. You should listen to it because what she has to say
Yeah,
is
I
just
will.
so great. She has great stories. And if you don't want to watch Big Brother after that, then I don't want to be friends with you.
I want Well, then I guess we're not friends because I probably won't watch it,
Well,
but
that's been said before.
I do want to watch and listen to you because it's just exciting for me as your friend to like see you interview someone that I know you've really spent a lot of time watching as a fan for all these years.
Well, because I know that you probably ingested diarrhea lettuce from last week, I'm sure you're going to be spending a lot
Oh
of
my
time on the
God.
toilet and you can watch
Listen.
Big Brother while you're sitting on the fucking toilet, John.
Listen, can I tell you something? I have avoided lettuce at all costs for the last week, even if it's not, in a bag. Like I'm like, if I see lettuce, not having it. I go to this sandwich shop near my office for lunch sometimes, and I normally don't get lettuce anyway, to be honest. I don't know why. I just don't really love lettuce on my sandwiches. It just reminds me of
What?
hair. It reminds
Wait.
me of hair.
Shredded lettuce you don't like
Now,
on a
ugh,
sandwich?
no, there's no flavor anyway. And then
That
it,
is
but
like, that's 80% of the sandwich. The sandwich could be
no,
bread and shredded lettuce. That would be
not,
good.
no, Darren. And it's
Wow.
the same thing with me and
Wow.
coconut. Like, I love coconut flavor, but like shredded coconut in anything just has the consistency of hair to me. And I don't want that in my mouth. Ugh,
You feel
so
that way about like
gross.
angel hair pasta?
Well, no, that's different because it's
Oh,
not
that's
like
different. Oh, that's
it's
different.
long. Well, actually, now that I'm like
Oh.
im imagining it, like I don't really eat that. Yeah, so
It's
maybe
called
it's
angel hair, sweetie. It
well,
has hair in the fucking name.
I
Anyway.
know, but anyway, but no, and just to update everybody, as far as we are aware, we do not have diarrhea lettuce in our systems. They,
Well,
as
I
Darren
did have
mentioned.
raspberries, like within the
Oh
past.
boy.
Like
Oh
I did. Well, I bought the bear. Let me just say, I bought the berries thinking that it was only really a lettuce outbreak because that's
Right.
been
Me
the main
too.
culprit.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden, everyone's like, "Well, it really
Don't do
attaches to the
the
hairs on the
of the
raspberries." And I was like,
raspberries.
"Motherfucker!" So, did
Yeah.
I continue to eat them? Yes, of course. I
Yeah.
wash everything that I eat, but
Right.
it's been, I want to say 2 weeks at this point. So I think I'm in the clear because I thought it said like it would
Yeah.
take like maybe a week to show up. And I feel like
Well,
2 weeks is, I feel like I'm good.
and by the way, it can't possibly be every single berry that's ever been purchased
Right.
in the
It
last,
can't
you know what I
be.
mean? So I
You
feel
just
like the
don't
odds are
know,
low.
basically.
Yeah. So we'll keep you guys on diarrhea lettuce status updates every week until this shit goes away, no pun intended.
Literally.
Darren, I have a funny story I want to tell you actually about something that happened last weekend.
Yeah, tell me.
So
Yeah,
first
tell
of
me.
all, I was in a like there are these little stores in Pittsburgh called The Exchange, and they're like reused or like what's the word? Like thrifted DVDs and collectibles and video games and systems and media
Huh.
and vinyls and VHS and
It's
all these.
almost like if eBay were like a brick and mortar in a way,
Yes,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
exactly.
Okay.
And I mean, like, they have so many amazing things. Like, all they had like every Madonna CD for like $2. And I'm like, I really kind of want to buy all these just to have them again, you know? Like, because I remember growing up with so many, you know, as you probably remember, CDs and physical media were so part of the pop culture when we were kids. Like,
I
you
remember my first
had,
CD. I'll
yeah, me
never
too.
forget my
What was
first CD.
yours? What was yours?
Enema of the State, Blink-182.
Oh, that was maybe my like second or third one. My first full album CD was no
Here we
doubt
go. Tell me
Tragic
you're gay.
Kingdom. No,
Oh,
Tragic Kingdom.
okay.
I was a huge, but I'll tell you my first cassette because I remember my first cassette. Because
What
do you
was it?
remember back in the day when there were music record stores? They don't exist anymore. You could buy like CD and cassette singles for like literally a dollar. Do you remember those days?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of
I
course.
remember the very first cassette cassette single that I
Tell
ever
me.
purchased was Celine Dion, "It's All Coming Back to Me Now." Yep,
I couldn't even
yep.
blame you for that. It's so
Yeah,
good.
it was amazing. I remember falling asleep to it on my Walkman. Like, I was obsessed with that song. Didn't really know the
It's
meaning
fun.
of it, but it was great.
I know you're continuing your story, but this is kind of
Go
apropos.
ahead.
Well, A, not to bring it back to Big Brother, but Big Brother's theme is like time warp, basically. Like, and it's because when I asked Julie about it, she was like, everyone has a thing for nostalgia. And like, flip phones are coming back now. Like, our
That's right.
generation was vinyls, but like, that generation, the new generation has a thing for like older electronics. So, like, I'm not
Yes.
shocked that this store actually
No.
exists.
Yes.
But
And it's.
shockingly, sorry, right
No,
after,
go ahead.
right after September 11th, my family and I went on a trip out west. So this was 2002 because it was the summer after September 11th. We wanted to stay domestic, and we were driving around, and the car only had a cassette player. Like, that's how like old the rental car was, but it was also 2002. It only had a cassette player, and so we went into a store, and like we only had three cassettes that we could play, and we drove everywhere for 2 weeks. We
Oh
only
my
played these three
God.
cassettes.
Oh my
I just asked
God.
my family what the third was, but one of them was Fleetwood Mac Dreams, so like that was great. Or
Ooh.
Rumours, not Dreams, Rumours,
Rumors,
duh.
yeah.
Fleetwood Mac Rumours, and then a Hank Williams album,
Oh,
like Hank
okay.
Williams, like some of
Yeah.
their tracks. So the entire, I
Okay.
just remember cassettes make me think of that time of being like,
Yeah.
wow,
Oh
we
yeah.
don't have any other music. We just have these three that we're playing
Yeah,
back to
right.
back to back.
No, totally. And sorry to
Anyway,
interrupt you there a second ago. I thought you were
no.
like just making that point. But this is a great segue into the rest of this story. So I was okay. So I got there and I got all nostalgic. First of all, I found they have a huge DVD section. I found Spice World on DVD sealed. Sealed. I was freaking out. I have never seen it sealed. I rarely ever see it, to be honest. So when I saw it and it was only like $13. I don't even have a DVD player, but I have a PlayStation 5 that does play DVDs. So I'm like, if anything, I have it for that. So I
Oh, wow.
just picked it up as a cute little collectible. And then last year, I think I told you about this in an episode, but I found a home video that was blank that I had like taped something on probably 20 years ago. And I found it in my house and I was like, oh my God, I must see what's on this. But none of, nobody I know has a VCR. More on that in a second. So I bought on eBay a VCR last summer for like $50. And it was just to see what was on this blank tape, you know? So sure enough, I get the
Right.
VCR, I plug the tape in, the
Oh,
VHS tape
Lord.
in, and
Uh-oh.
I have no idea what this could be. And sure enough, unfortunately, the video, the picture was not showing, but I could hear the audio. And it was, yep, you guessed it, a taped Serena Williams match from the Australian Open
Wow.
2006. You
Oh.
know me, because I used to,
You are the original YouTube, sweetheart. Like,
sort of,
that's
in a
your
way,
YouTube.
yeah. Well, I used to tape her matches and try to mimic her serve, and that's how I got such a good serve in tennis. Thank you very much. So that was kind of a bummer. I would have loved to have seen like what, ESPN looked like 20 years ago, although I'm sure it's on YouTube. So anyway,
That
back
is
to,
amazing.
isn't that
Yeah, that's
fun?
amazing.
So
Yeah.
back to current times, I still have this VCR. And I'm like, maybe I don't know where the tape went. I probably threw it out. But I was like, what if it was the VCR that was the problem? So I was in this store and I was like, let me just buy one of these like simple little VHS tapes for a couple bucks, and then I can test it on, on that. And if I can see the video and everything, then I'll know it was just the tape that was ruined. So
Right.
I'm looking through all of these VHS tapes. I'm talking the classics. They had every Disney movie you remember: Pocahontas, da 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 da, Jurassic Park, Liar Liar. All these like, I feel like every home had some like five or six of these, VHS tapes back in the day. And it was just such a nostalgia trip because I was like, oh my God, I forgot what it's like to like hold a movie in your hand, you know? So
Wow.
I was digging through and I finally found for $4 a 1991 print of The Wizard of Oz. And I was like, I'm buying this. It's $4. I have a VCR at home. At least it'll be a good movie, if I pick it up.
Right. Of
So sure
course.
enough, so I'm checking out first of all, and I'm talking to the guys. They're around my age at the register, and I was like, "Do you guys buy back VCRs here? Because I might have one that either works or it might be defective. Maybe you could sell it in, as broken. Like I just would like to
Smart.
get it out of my apartment if it doesn't even work." And
Right.
they were like, "Oh, we can't even keep VCRs on our shelves because Gen Z and even millennials, like
Love
you were just
it.
saying, are really into the nostalgia media right now, and they can't keep VCRs on their shelves in this store." And
I
he said,
100% believe that.
"Can you believe that?" And so then he says, he's like, "The funny thing is," he was like, "Gen Z comes in, they find the VHS that they want, and then they ask not if they have any VCRs, but if they have any, quote, VHS players. They have never heard the term VCR,"
Wow.
which, when you think about it, if you did not grow up, I mean, think about 8 tracks for us and whatever other type of classic media you might think of. Like we didn't grow up on it, so we don't know every single little name or
Although, to be
detail.
fair,
Yeah, go ahead.
VHS player
Makes more
is
sense.
correct because, like,
Yeah.
it is correct, like
Right.
that, like a DVD player, like
Right.
it is correct, but yeah, like the fact that they don't even know the acro
The
like they know
term, yeah.
DVR, but they
Right.
don't know VCR is
Yeah.
kind of wild.
And you think
It's
about it,
weird how
VCRs.
terminology is going in and out, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And VCR stands for video cassette recorder, which doesn't really fully make sense. Like, I remember there was a time early on where most VCRs didn't record. Remember that? So I don't
Right,
know. I
right.
just thought that was like shocking, but made total sense.
I remember my dad. We had a, I remember getting a VHS VCR, right? I remember getting a VHS player, but I remember the first one I used, my dad used to like tape everything. He would record all these movies. We'd have all these movies. Like I had tons of movies
Yes.
growing up. He had a whole cataloging system for him. That was when like everything took up space, but they were on
Yeah.
Betamax. And we had a
Oh,
Betamax
really?
player, and
That's
I
cool.
loved the Betamax player. And I remember opening the cover of the Betamax, and it would
Yeah.
be like neon orange, like touch screen,
Oh,
which
shit. I know. I'm looking it up now. Yeah.
back in the 90s was cool.
Let me
Okay.
ask
It
you
was
this.
fucking cool. Yeah.
A 19, I'm looking right now. Don't look it up on Etsy, at least. There's a
Yeah.
1979 Sony Betamax SL5400. How much do you think it's going for? If you had to guess, Price
Good
is Right.
question.
Don't look it up.
I'm
I know
not
you're
looking it
not.
up.
I know you're not. I'm
I'm
just saying.
thinking like what
Yeah.
it could be. 'Cause it could be like $20 or it could be like $250.
Okay,
Could be
which one
more. I
could be?
I'm gonna go with $400.
Fine. Is that your final bid,
Final
as
and best. Best
Drew
and
and Bob
final.
would say? This
Yeah.
particular one, Darren, is on sale for $975.
Wow.
Now, I will say this is the first one that came up. I'm looking through eBay right now. I'm going to go to some sold ones. By the way, guys, we're talking about Betamax, not the VCRs, Betamax. But you're right on par, I would say, because some of them, here's one for $179. Obviously, they have different features. One for $500, $370, $900. This is eBay I'm talking about. So they're kind of
Wow.
all over the place based, I'm sure, on their
Yeah, they
condition.
really
And
are.
yeah. So
Well, I'll have
anyway.
you. I'm looking on eBay right now for all these, seeing if I can find some
Yeah.
I had as a kid. But I will
Oh my God.
say, I as we were having this conversation, I wanted to confirm which exact cassettes I had in the car with my
Yeah.
family because I couldn't
Yeah.
remember the third. And my brother has corrected me. He
Okay.
said it wasn't, he said it was Fleetwood Mac, but it wasn't Rumours. It was The Dance Live, 1997. This is my brother's
Okay.
like weird memory. It
Okay.
was Hank Williams' Greatest Hits, and it was a
Okay.
Dave Matthews Band live album.
Ooh, okay, not
So I really
terrible.
ran the gamut, and I just wanted everyone to be aware.
It sounds like various like a stoner playlist, if you don't mind me saying. I'm just gonna put
Well,
that out
it
there.
would track with
Yeah,
our family, certainly
okay.
not in 2002 because I was
Okay.
14,
Maybe
but
not
yes.
you, but maybe mom and
Yes, but
I
the
don't know. Yeah.
idea of
Yeah.
it was, but you have a little something for everybody. So I
There
thought
you
you would
go. I love
appreciate
that.
that
No, I love
just
that.
fun thing. But that's crazy about VCRs in general and just how things change.
Well, I want to say, so then a final part of this is I come home, by the way, it's just so fun to hold a 1991 Wizard of Oz tape in your hand. Like, you know,
Oh, I
like the
bet.
artwork and like the stuff on the back, it was just so warm and cozy to have it. So I pop it in the DVD, or I mean the DVD, the VCR, thank you very much. And which is plugged into my TV, which at this point is like 15 years old. So it still has the VCR like plug-in things on the back. And sure enough, up pops the Wizard of Oz. And you know what? I was gonna just like eject it and then like, I don't know, take it back or maybe sell it back or whatever. But then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit here in my living room and I'm gonna hold magic and I'm just gonna watch the VHS version of the Wizard of Oz. And you know how like back in the day there'd be all those like weird like warnings and like things like these
Oh
weird
God, yes.
messages that would pop up before like all that was going on. And then like the picture wasn't even that great to be completely honest. And it was kind of
Of
shaky.
course not, but like that's our
It's
childhood.
that's kind of the joy of it. Yeah, like it was the literal you're so right. That was our childhood. Like that's what we were watching. The shakiness was a part of it.
It
And I
might be
watched.
it. Sorry, go ahead. I'll
No.
tell. I have an
Oh
add-on
no.
to the story when you're
The end of the story is just I watched it for a good like I think about an hour, and then it was like kind of late in the night, so I finished or I turned it off. But it was just fun to like hit the power button on the VCR. Like I
Right.
forgot you had to do that even, you know. So just all these weird
There were
little
so
like
many like touch
routines.
points, right?
Yes,
Yeah, there was like so
exactly.
many touch points to like enjoying the medium as opposed to like just
Yes.
hitting one button and then sliding over. And I was just going to say, like, maybe kids have it today. Obviously, you and I are not seven, where like our memories are really being like
Right.
implanted with the same type of media. But
Right.
certainly for me, I can rem like it's like you know the cassettes. It's like I remember at least roughly that we had three that trip. You know that it had Fleetwood Mac, it had Hank Williams. But even I remember being in day camp and I was probably like
Okay.
7 years old. Went to day camp and I remember I don't know if it was like a certain day in camp, but my mom came to pick me up. This was like I was young enough to not love camp. Like you're homesick, you know what I mean? Like you're like, I don't want to go to summer camp, you know? And my mom picked me up early and I can remember she was like, I rented two tapes, you know, for you to watch when you get home. And I'll never forget the movies that she got for us.
What were
It
they?
was a Aladdin, King of Thieves.
Ooh.
Yeah, which came out in 96. So this
Yep, that
probably
was
was
like,
97.
was that like the sequel to the original?
That was the like the third one, I
Oh,
think.
third. Okay. Because I know they did like Return of Jafar and everything.
And then Powder. Do you remember the movie
Oh
Powder?
my God. I loved Powder. I think we had that on
Yes.
VHS too. Yes. Powder was very good.
And it
Who
was
played
such a
Powder?
weird
Wasn't it,
movie. I'm looking it up. I can't remember his
I'm
name.
looking it up too.
I couldn't.
And
Sean
then,
Patrick Flannery.
oh, okay. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking Nell, played by jo your girl Jodie Foster, I think was what I was
Oh,
originally.
you love, yay.
No, but I loved
Love that
Powder though
movie.
too. I remember Powder as well. I just was kind of conflating them. I mean, what were some other VHSs that we watch? I remember having Twister. That was a big one in my family.
Ooh, I had a lot of the Disney ones
Yeah, we
for
had every
sure.
Disney. Every Disney. Our grandmother had every Disney show or movie on VHS. She would buy them. If you remember how those would come out, they would come out and like sell out, at least in my small hometown. They would sell out at the Walmart. So she would go like at midnight to get the latest like Pocahontas and Bambi and like
Wow.
whatever on VHS. Yeah, so she was really. It was fun though, because she
Just
had this huge collection of like Disney movies and we would watch them all the time.
that's what that I like, you know, I remember having Power Rangers maybe on beta, if not VHS,
Oh
but
my God, don't
that
get
was
me
an early one
started.
for me. But just the idea of like especially the Disney movies where, you know, the VHS is like perfectly nested in that bed in plastic in the case and you open it up for the first time and the plastic's like so hard together that you kind of have to like pry it apart a little bit with your hands and
Oh,
it's
yeah.
easy, but that like squeak it makes when you open it up for the
Oh, my
first time, like
God, you're
just these
right.
memories of touch points,
Oh, my
it's
God, that's
just
so true.
crazy. Anyway, good times, good walk down memory lane with
I
that.
know. Can I tell you some of the, one second. I want to tell you some of the other VHSs that they had. And then we'll move
Yeah.
off of this damn topic. But okay, so like Men in Black, remember how that was on VHS? Everyone
Of
had that on
course.
VHS.
Yes.
The Honeymooners, Legally Blonde. I mean, this go kind of goes everywhere. Moulin Rouge, this is kind of late 90s
Wow.
at this point. And then, of course, here were all the classic Disney movies that they had. And actually 20th Century Fox did this too with their cases, like Darren was just saying. Pocahontas, Lion King, Bambi, Peter's Dr Pete's Dragon, 101
Which one I
Dalmatians.
Oh, I
Hello, watched
definitely
that
had that.
so
I
many
definitely
times.
had that.
The Goonies, hello.
Oh,
Alice in
I had
Wonderland,
that for sure.
Space Jam, Stuart Little, The Swan Princess, The Prince of Egypt, Rugrats, Lady and the Tramp, Passport to Paris. This is Warner Brothers now. Double
Wow.
Double Toil and Trouble. Sorry, I'm just trying to see Annie, Casper. Casper
Oh,
was a big one. I
Casper.
loved Casper.
I loved
Richard.
Christina Ricci in that. I mean, I know we're
Oh
all
my
supposed to love
God. And Devon
Sawa,
Sal.
and I
No, I know.
did, but obviously I also, and Christina Ricci had like lived in my hometown,
Oh,
if not
really?
then, at
Okay.
some point. Yeah, so I was just like a big
Wow.
fan.
You were
Yes.
into Christina Ricci. I was into Devon Sawa. And do you know that he and I are friends on Twitter and we like sometimes DM each other?
I believe that. Like,
And
I
I don't, re
believe
we were
that.
like, we found some, we were both tweeting about, this was years ago, but we were both tweeting about something and we realized we both had this like common interest. So I was like DMing him about it. I'm gonna have to go and look and see what it was. And I was
Not
like, by the
acting
way,
anymore, is he?
yeah, he is. He was in, they did like a Chucky series on Sci-Fi and he was like in that for like the whole run of that show.
Wow.
And some other things, I think. I
Oh
don't know
yeah,
what
it
he's
looks like
doing
he is
now.
still kind of acting
Yeah,
though.
yeah.
His main
He's
shit was in the like 90s, but he was in this movie
yeah.
Gasoline Alley, Hard Eyes. This was like recently.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Darren,
Anyway.
thanks for walking down that little nostalgia path with
Yes,
me.
super
Before
fun.
we go, though, I just want to play a little game with you. Now, I want to give a shout out to listeners. There's a handful of you out there that are my friend on Pokemon Go. And last week, Darren, was Pokemon Go Fest, the big summer event they do every year. You get all the shinies, you get all the amazing Pokemon
Not
you
the
can ever think of.
shinies.
Yeah, the
Is
shiny
this the
thing.
one in Chicago, or is
Well,
this like
yes,
doesn't?
they do
Okay.
them. They used to do them, and I have gone to a couple of them in Chicago, in person only. But then, like right around the pandemic, they did in person and they did worldwide. So like the event would happen all over the world, and you didn't have to be in one
Oh.
place to do it. So last
Gotcha.
weekend, you could just play wherever you were playing. And so thank you to so many of you who sent me Pokemon gifts and sent me your trades and things like that. But Darren, before we wrap, I wanted to play a fun little game. Now, full disclosure, guys, we
Yep.
already played this game in the dress rehearsal, is what I'm going to call the other
And how did I
episode.
do?
And you did win. You got 9 out of 10 correct. So I
Yep.
was really impressed. But we're going to play a new game. It's the same game, but
You made it
different
harder.
clues.
I know you
No, I
made it
don't think
harder
I
because
did.
you were surprised I did well. Yes, you were.
No,
You were
I
surprised
was
I did as
actually,
well as I
yes.
did. And now you're trying to get me to not get to the 60%, but I'm getting the prize anyway, so I feel
Yeah.
less pressure. I'm saying
Okay,
that
that's
now.
true. You do get the prize regardless, but the game for, and you guys can play along at home. You don't have to be a Pokemon fan. It's the game is called Is It a Pokemon or Is It a Prescription Drug? Okay.
Right. Okay.
So what we're gonna do is we are gonna play this game and I'm gonna name something and you have to tell me whether it's a Pokemon or a prescription drug.
Yes.
And
Pretty straightforward.
pretty straightforward. And if you get 6 out of 10, maybe you'll get a bonus item in the mail whenever I send it to you. Okay. So
Okay.
now you guys play along at home and be honest when you let us
And
know what
don't look
your
it up
score
because I'm not
was.
cheating. And I want
Yeah,
everyone
don't
to
look
know
it
John
up.
looked at my hands the entire time I wasn't
Yeah,
cheating on
she
the
did
last
have
one.
them.
I genuinely
Yeah.
got 9 out of 10. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So the first one we're going to go with here is Chandelure. Chandelure, is it a Pokemon
Mandalore,
or is it
a prescription
a
drug. I'm gonna
prescription drug?
go. Oof, I'm gonna go with Pokemon. Final answer.
Okay, final answer. You're correct. It is indeed a fire type and ghost type
Good.
Pokemon.
I mean, I knew that.
You
Obviously, I
did.
knew
You knew
that.
that. You knew that.
I knew that.
All right.
But it could have been a drug, I will say. It does have that, like, take Chandelure and ask your doctor, Chandelure is right for you. Like, I hear it.
It does.
So,
That's why I started with that one. So
yeah.
I wanted to try to trick you. Okay, the next one here, Phalanx. Phalanx. Is it a Pokemon or a prescription drug? Phalanx.
I mean, to be honest with you, that sounds exactly like a Pokemon. But it
Okay.
to me, it seems so obvious that I think it's a prescription drug because that
Okay.
sounds exactly like. Don't you also have like a phalanx in your body, in your system? A phalanx? Phalanx?
You
Why am
tell
I?
me. You tell me. This is your game to win or lose.
I'm gonna go with prescription drug, but I want to say it sounds way more like a Pokemon. It seems so
Well,
obvious, Pokemon, that that's why I'm saying it's prescription drug.
okay, final answer, prescription drug.
Final answer.
You are incorrect. It is in fact a Pokemon.
Wow. Good. Okay.
One
So, like,
got you on this one. All right.
you
All
did.
right.
Okay.
All right, let's go to another one here. I'm going to go with Skyrizi.
Prescription drug.
That's correct.
I know someone
That's
on
one that I've
Skyrizi,
heard. Yeah, I was going to
so I
say.
know I have that. Yeah.
Well, without giving anything any HIPAA problems away, it is a drug that treats plaque psoriasis, arthritis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. So, by the way, we're helping people out too. Maybe they have some of these things and they want to go figure out if their doctor thinks it's the right thing for them. Okay, let's keep it going here. What about Entresto? Entresto. Could this be a Pokemon without looking it up, Darren?
Entresto.
Entresto, Pokemon, or prescription drug? And some of you guys may know this, so
Entresto.
please let us know.
I'm gonna say prescription drug.
Okay, final answer.
Oof. I'm not confident. I'll say
Okay.
that, but sure.
Final
Final
answer,
answer.
prescription drug. You're correct. It is, in fact, a
Wow.
drug that treats heart failure. So there you go. All right,
Okay.
you're three for four so far. You only need two more to win, so you're doing a pretty good job. What about Clodsire? Clodsire.
Oh God, I hope it's a Pokemon. Because I don't want to take Clodsire, even
You
if
don't
it's going
want
to
to
fix
take.
whatever the Clodsire is in
It
my
kind of
body. I
has
don't
the
want to
sound
take
claw.
it.
It has like clog, and who wants that? You know, like clog, clod,
Yeah.
and yeah.
I'm going to go with Pokemon.
Okay, final answer.
Final.
You are correct. It is in fact a poison and ground type
I'm glad you're
Pokemon.
telling people this because, like, I feel bad for people who don't know that already.
All right. Very good. Okay, so you're at four. You've got four right and one wrong, but you only need two more to win.
Okay.
Let's move on here. Let's do Rabska. Rabska?
Rabska?
Pokemon? Or a prescription drug?
Spell it?
Rabska. Rabska. Prescription drug or
RABSA.
cute Pokemon. Helpful prescription drug or cute Pokemon. And don't be Googling
I'll
this
go
shit.
with a Pokemon. Final.
Final answer? You
Yeah.
said final? You are right. It is, in
Yeah.
fact, a
Wow.
bug or psychic type Pokemon. Wow.
Okay.
All
Okay.
right. So you only
Okay.
need one more to win, okay, which I kind of
Okay.
expected. You did pretty well the last time. So let's go to Correndia. Correndia. Is that a cute Pokemon or a helpful prescription drug? Correndia.
Spell it.
Kerendia. Correndia. Pokemon Correndia.
Wow.
Prescription drug
I'm going to
Correndia.
go with prescription drug.
Okay, final answer.
Final, but I've never heard of it.
It is in fact a prescription drug. And it does
Wow.
treat chronic kidney disease associated with type 2 diabetes. Darren, congratulations. You've won two in a row, but
Better
really
get
only
two. That's
one.
two separate
Two
prizes. That's
separate
two
gifts. Okay.
different prizes. One
Wow.
and two. Thank
Okay, do you
you.
want to do a couple more just to see if you're really that
Yeah,
good?
yeah, yeah. Because I got
Yeah, let's
what?
do two more.
Six out of
You got six
seven?
out
Oh,
of
I got no.
seven, which is pretty
I got
good.
six out of seven. Okay, yeah. So we got three more. Okay.
Okay, what about graphi? Or wait, graphi eye? You know that prescription drug, graphi eye, that Pokemon, graphi eye, graphi eye.
The fact that you don't know it, like don't know how to pronounce it, makes me think it's a
Yeah.
prescription drug.
Okay, final answer.
Final answer.
It is unfortunately a Pokemon, actually.
Oh, wow. So it's
I
like,
don't know which one it is, so I couldn't pronounce it, but it is a poison and normal
wow.
type. Yeah.
Even I know which one it is. Wow.
Wow. Okay. And then
Wow.
last one here, Kazimpta. Kazimpta. Is Kazimpta a Pokemon or is it something that
Kazimpta.
you need to take?
That could easily be a prescription drug or a Pokemon. That's a
Yeah,
great
Kazimpta.
Kazim. I'm gonna go prescription drug.
Final answer.
Final.
You are correct. It treats multiple sclerosis.
Wow, look at me.
So shout out to you guys. Another one was going to be Dupixent, but I feel like we've heard that one. I've
That's a
heard that
prescription
one.
drug.
Yeah.
That one
So
I
shout
know.
out to our Dupixent girlies out there who are treating chronic sinus conditions. This was really fun, Darren. Thank you for playing along with me. And look out in the mail for maybe another, I don't know, Pokemon postcard or something. I don't
Well, and
know. We'll have to see.
I want everyone to know that in the dress rehearsal, you didn't use any of the
Yeah.
same ones. You
No,
used
I
no
didn't. I made a
crossovers.
whole new one. Yeah. But
Because
you
I was
did.
like, I'll say the same answers. Like, I'm still going to have the same
Yeah.
guesses because then it's like true. But you
Right.
chose everything different.
Yeah, I
So
did a whole
that
new
was
set.
hard.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
the first one, we should maybe in a couple weeks like go back to that first one and see if you can guess them again,
Yeah,
just to
that
see
would.
how it
I
goes.
know one was Abilify because I was like, okay, yeah, I've heard of that one. It's like
Abilify.
Dupixent. I was like, okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, some of these I remember like seeing the commercials for them, so I just knew what they were. But
Yeah.
all right, well
That was
guys,
awesome.
thanks so much. And if you played along, let us know in the comments section or DM us your score and let us know if you won the Pokemon drug contest. And Darren, thank you for taking the time on your busy schedule to jump back onto NMR with
That
us.
was so fun, you bet.
Yeah, it was. And for those of you who watch on Patreon or on our YouTube channel, be sure to check out the video version of our next week's episode. It's in HD. We have new backgrounds. We sound better. We look better. If you can imagine, I mean, we already look great, but we're really excited about some changes coming to the show. And thank you for your patience. So we will see you
Yes,
guys
we
next
appreciate it.
time.
Bye.
Bye.